You're listening to the audio production of St. Francis by Robert West, published by Thomas Nelson and read by John Sackville. Chapter 1. Out of the Night. The city bustled into the morning, much as it did every day. Carts rattled and wagons rumbled along the unpaved streets, stirring up chickens and spooking dogs and horses that happened to be in the way. From the crowing of cocks to the bleating of sheep and the laughing of children, as they ran about riding broomstick war horses, a cacophony of sounds intruded upon every conversation. Amid this turmoil of sight and sound, the wisp of another sound, of someone shouting, or was it singing, emanated from the mist below the city gate to the east. A few people on the outer reaches of the piazza turned to look, but the sound was mostly lost as farmers and craftsmen began hawking their wares and criers called out the virtues of this and that product. The voices of people, instead of traffic noises, still prevailed in the streets 8 centuries ago, itinerant salesmen shouting, "Get your pots and jars here!" as they rambled along in carts or walked the streets wrapped in their wares. Peddlers jangled their bells, calling out, "For sale or trade!" to draw attention to their baskets filled with jewellery. The other voice was becoming louder and more obtrusive. More people swung about and peered into the harsh glare of the rising sun. Yes, there was someone there. A small shadow of a man, with the outline of a church at his back, half walking and half dancing. Church bells all over the city had already called the population to early mass, prime, it was called, in the circuit of hours for the church, set at about 6 o'clock, except, of course, there were no clocks in those days. Everyone went to mass. Heaven and hell were too vividly envisioned in the medieval mind to ignore the entreaties of faith. The voice, which sounded so dissonant against the clamouring city, grew louder, attracting the attention of an increasing number of people. Soon they were able to see a dishevelled and emaciated young man coming toward them, his hair and beard coarse and untended, his movements erratic. In reality, he was forced to hop this way and that to avoid the pigs, flocks of sheep, goats, and other animals, which were allowed to roam freely to clean the streets of accumulated garbage. Rarely just walking, he frequently broke into a run or even spun around with his hands held high. His features still lost in the morning mist, those nearest to him could now discern that he was singing. Having neither radios nor any other entertainment devices,
Sample complete. Ready to continue?